1034. Let's start with the display on the left. It presents a timeline showing the history of human beings on these lands. The oldest evidence of the presence of human beings hereabouts are tools made of stone. They belonged to reindeer hunters. Around 14,000 years ago, after the glaciers of the last ice age retreated, the land that now forms the park was covered by tundra. It was inhabited by large numbers of reindeer, and behind them came the hunters. They were nomadic peoples. When the reindeer had grazed all they could from one area and moved on to new pastures, the nomads followed. As the climate slowly warmed, the reindeer headed further north in search of food, and the hunters went with them. Their place was taken by a more settled tribe. With them came the first primitive agriculture and husbandry of animals. At the time, and this was 10,000 years ago, the land was covered by coniferous forests. These slowly gave way to mixed conifers and broad-leafed forests. By the 6th century AD, the Baltic peoples had arrived, and they began to establish defensive settlements, building them close to water. In the early Middle Ages, the lands of this region were inhabited by a Prussian tribe, the Jotovingians. They were looters and plunderers, whose warlike spirit enabled them to battle their way right into the center of Poland. By the High Middle Ages, their incursions were seriously beginning to disturb the state of the Teutonic Knights, as well as the Lithuanians and the Polish Duchy of Masovia. So they formed a coalition, and in the late 13th century, they crushed the Jotovingians once and for all. In the aftermath of these events, the ancient forest once more took over the land. Indeed, in works of literature, the period is known as the Return of the Primeval Forest. 300 years were to pass before Queen Bona ordered that the area be settled. The surrounding land was steadily brought under cultivation, and the first villages and small towns began to spring up. Then in 1667, King John II Kashmir granted the island on Lake Vigri, the lake itself, and part of the surrounding forest to the Kamaldulis order. The monks built a magnificent complex here. Today, it is the largest historical site in the park. It consists of a church, 12 hermitages, a chapel, a clock tower, outbuildings, a mill, and a brewery. The island was fortified and linked to the land by a dike. The Kalmadoli drew inhabitants from nearby Masovia and East Prussia. They established villages and monastery farms, opened an ore mine, and set up a wood distillery, as well as iron, copper, and glass works, a brickyard, and lime furnaces. It was the monks who founded the village of Suwalki, which grew rapidly. In 1715, it was granted town rights, which were approved by King August II the Strong 5 years later. With the third partition of Poland in 1795, the land around Lake Vigri wound up in Prussian hands, and the new ruling authorities closed the monastery down. In the 20th century, during the interwar period, tourism in the region began to develop. However, it was only after World War II that the tempo picked up, and holiday cabins and other accommodation facilities began to proliferate. Although they were numerous, the quality of the building, unfortunately, left a lot to be desired. It ignored local tradition and disfigured the landscape in a number of places throughout the park. It was in order to protect the unique nature and the architectural heritage of the area that the Vigri Landscape Park was established in 1979, becoming a national park 10 years later. And with that, our tour comes to an end. All that remains is for me to thank you on behalf of the museum staff and the MovieTech Audio Tour team for joining us, and to wish you a pleasant and enjoyable time in the park.